Listening to Glory 93.9 FM. It's officially Girl Talk time here on the freshest wave of glory to hit your radio. It's 1 minute gone by the 4 o'clock hour. And it's officially that time of the day. Ooh. And it's a Monday and we ain't been here in a hot minute.
Hot.
It's your girl Marisha.
Joynae.
And Cara.
T! Thank you. Because I was like, what?
It's really the dramatic pause.
Oh, man. And we're so happy to be back, y'all. So excited to be here. Hi. Hello. Hola. I should be able to say it in more than one language. Hi. Hello. Hola. Hey.
What is konnichiwa?
That's bye.
Japanese.
That's hi.
Why?
Or that's bye.
It's something.
Hey.
Okay, hey.
Bonjour.
What's up? The sky.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oh, bienvenido. That's welcoming.
Yeah, that's your welcome. You're welcome.
Anyway, what y'all saying? All is well? Wonderful.
All is well?
All is well? Everybody all right? Everybody doing okay? Y'all good? Everything cool? It's so good to see all of you who are tuned in already. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's so good to be back in studio with both of you ladies. There's been so much going on. So much has happened. It's been 2 weeks, but it feels like it's been a month. I don't know about y'all. Well, it's been 2 weeks.
It's like 2 months on. Strong 2 months.
Yeah. Well, longer.
It's been 2 weeks, but I feel like it's been a month, and so much has happened. So how y'all doing? What's going on? What's going on in y'all lives? Y'all good and stuff?
All is well.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
All is
wonderful.
Well.
Woman of God, all is well?
Much, you know, just heat. Amen.
Jesus, Lord, it hot. It really is hot. It hot. I don't understand. Don't get it. And I like it either. And it has proven to me I can't go to hell.
No.
Sorry.
That is not my portion.
Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus. Father, I forgive everybody. I forgive everybody. And I'm sorry. Because I can't go to hell.
No.
Oh, Lord God, I can't go to hell. It's too hot. It is too hot. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Denisha. Hey, Derica. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies, so much for tuning in. All 20-something of y'all who tuned in, listen. Welcome back to Girl Talk. Our topic for today is the real Bahamian woman.
You gotta say it like Carly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our topic today is the real Bahamian woman.
Cause that's the version of the Bahamian woman that I am.
Mm. Okay then.
Touche.
Yeah, that's the word. Touche.
Touche.
I mean, y'all look all. Join the party, island party, join the party, island party, celebrate the morning. That's the key change.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate. I didn't notice. But yeah, like I told the ladies off air, I don't mind sitting on it. I was having a little rough morning this morning and I decided I wanted to make myself feel better. And when I dress up, that's automatic for me. I mean, when I look good, I feel good. So I put on all the colors that I could find in the rainbow today, I put them on. Yeah, I put them all on. And I intentionally was like, no, I'm not going to put on glasses or earrings or lipstick to match. I can be like,
okay.
I take in the rainbow back. Reclaiming the rainbow. It's Jesus' rainbow. Amen. So I put it on. Glory to God. Hey, Vanessa. First of all, that's an actual song, by the way. And it's a banger, number one.
I believe you.
Number two. That's Jesus Rainbow. Amen. All right. So our topic for today, you say it since I say it too proper.
It even spell wrong.
Right.
Well, that's definitely me.
I look at that. I say this is incorrect spelling. But
so what is it supposed to be?
The real
Bahemian A.
B-U-H.
Bah.
Dash.
Hold on.
H-E-E. Dash.
Wow.
So. All right. Oh, I can do Bahemian. M-Y-U-H-N.
Duh. Real.
Are you changing it?
I trying to, but Carl's going too fast. Bahim.
B-U-H dash.
B-U-H. Dash. Uh-huh.
H-double-E-M.
H-double-E-M.
Dash.
Dash again. Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Y-U-H-N.
Y. Yes, Y-U. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
sir. Y-U-H-N. Bahemian. And how you spell it, woman? With a V?
Ooh.
Woman?
No, not everyone to say woman. Just okay. Woman. Yeah.
Just regular woman.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I changing it right now.
There we go. Where it is.
Hey.
Ain't do yet. Hold on. Because, okay. You know, I got to change it for each and every individual one. Oh, so. All right. So that's our topic for today. But before we dive into today's topic, I just realized something and I wonder if I could make that change right now. Let's see. Sorry. Okay, I think we are officially changed.
That's it right there.
Hey!
And
the real Bahemian woman.
And we are live now on your pages now as well, because we were on live before. So welcome. Amen. Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all, welcome
hey,
everybody.
Y'all.
Hey, Sydney. Okay, so the real Bahemian woman is a topic for today. And I was saying earlier, before we dive into today's topic, I wanted to share something, you know, just a little briefly, just to encourage the saints. So the Lord was dealing with me concerning something, and I was reading, I think it was the book of Luke. And we are all, most those of us who are believers, we're familiar with the story of Zachariah and Elizabeth, right? And we know what happens when the angel appears to Zachariah. So the angel appears to Zachariah, and the angel tells Zachariah, you know, his wife, who old, who was called barren all of her life, is going to have this child. She was old. The Bible says she was in her 80s. Elizabeth was in her 80s. And Zachariah, that morning, actually, the Bible says that he was literally in the temple that morning offering up prayers, intercession, on behalf of others. That's what the Bible says. And so after he was done offering up intercession on behalf of others, this is when the angel comes and the angel appears, right? And the angel tells him, you know, your wife is going to bring forth this son or whatever, and you are to name him John, blah, blah, blah. And he basically says to the angel, I believe you. After he was scared, he say, I believe you. And then the Bible says that the angel says to him, because of your unbelief, you will remain mute until the child is born. And what I find interesting about this story is that the angel of the Lord doesn't say to Zachariah, well, how to get your speech back. It just says, as soon as the child is born, you will be able to speak again. It doesn't give him a process. It doesn't give him some steps. Doesn't lay anything out. And so I was reading and listening to this passage of scripture. And when a Ghanaian woman was reading it in the Ludovan translation, so it was really like nice and black. And so I really connected with how she colored it, you know. And I was reading it and something jumped out to me when I was reading it. And it was this. How it is the plan of the enemy. It is always the plan of the enemy to cause us to be mute concerning the promises of God for our lives. When God releases a word, when he says something and we are in disbelief, we are doubting it, we go silent. We go silent. And I say it's the plan of the enemy because there was a moment that the Bible talks about that Zechariah, a priest, he didn't even get to enjoy. He didn't get to partake in it. And this is the moment when Mary and Elizabeth greet one another. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that the baby in Elizabeth leaped when she was greeted by Mary, and that immediately Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And this would be the second person to be filled with the Holy Spirit in this story, because before that, Mary was the only one. Mary was the only one who had the Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody else had the Holy Ghost yet. But Elizabeth gets the Holy Ghost now. And Zechariah misses out because of unbelief and fear. Because we have to realize that it was the fear that he didn't even recognize the angel of the Lord as the one who offered up intercession that gave room to that unbelief. You are the priest in the temple that offering up praises to God, and you scared of an angel?
Had a whole conversation
with you.
That's really it.
And then you could say, I don't believe.
Zach, you miss God, hon.
And and Holy Spirit was saying to me, you have to see that this is the plan of the enemy to cause you to be mute, to cause your mouth to be shut, to cause you to not to come into agreement with. Mm. And then, of course, we know how the story ends. But I don't know if we've ever looked at it, because he began to speak the moment he came into agreement with the word. When he wrote on the tablet, his name shall be called John, that's when he received his speech. When he came into agreement with the word. So my encouragement for us today is, y'all, don't waste no time coming into agreement with the word. And don't leave room for fear and doubt to creep in. Because the moment that fear and doubt creeps in, you will become silent. And if you think about it, that's really the way it happens.
Yeah.
When God speaks to you, whether it's like a time in prayer, or if you're reading the word and he speaks to you, or if you get a prophetic word, or if your pastor preaching, or if you encounter something in a video or whatever, and you know it's for you, oftentimes the first thing to pop up is, oh my gosh, how? Yeah. Or no, or does someone apply to me, or whatever.
Yeah.
And listen to me. Listen to me. I am encouraging all of us, and I'm saying all of us, because I needed this reminder as well, too, even though it was what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Listen, as soon as you get that word, grab that. Grab that, and then do what the Bible tells us that God does to his own word. The Bible says the promises of God in him are yes and amen. If in him he says the yes and amen to his own word, you better open up your mouth and say yes and amen to what he has to say too. Because if he could say yes to himself and honor his word above his name, how are you saying no to him? He's saying yes to himself. So I want to encourage us, babe. When God speaks, say what he says. And be like that woman who would not leave that judge alone in Luke 18. Mm. And be determined to pray until you get your answer. Naiga. Mm. Don't stop repeating it. Don't stop saying it until you see it. You know, that scripture ends with Jesus saying, will there be any faith found in the earth when the Son of Man returns? Will there be anyone who believes? Mm. And whether we want to admit it or not, our entire walk with God all boils down to what he said.
Yeah.
Because we are literally like living the Christian life because of what Jesus said. So if we can't believe his words, then are we really believers? Are we really Christians? If we doubt his words, if we question his truth, take every opportunity you get when you encounter the word of God to repeat it. And to cancel doubt, and to cancel fear, and to cancel faithlessness, and to speak the truth of God every opportunity that you get. And don't be discouraged by what may look like delay.
Right, because that's where Zach gone wrong.
Yes.
Sorry, me and Zach have a relationship. I call him Zach.
Yes.
No, that's where he went wrong, because my wife's supposed to be barren.
Exactly.
You done wait till she... 1,000 years old. And then you could tell me.
Right. Yeah.
This will happen. And not only that, you can imagine how many times he went to the temple to pray. You can imagine how many times he went And the angel,
that's
and the
so
angel,
good.
And the
that's
angel
so good.
Showed up.
That's so good.
So the unbelief isn't really because it went more than the conversation. It was because we always have a conversation, and you telling me this, and
yeah,
it don't add up.
Exactly.
So,
or yes. You have prayed, in the case of Zachariah, like you said, you have prayed so many other people through to their manifestation.
So how will I know this?
So how... You understand what I'm saying?
Make it make sense, Angel.
And so listen, again, I'm going to say it. You better say it till you believe it. You better speak it until... Speak those things that be not as though they were. And I know we say that plenty. And I know it's a very good cliche exhortation to use in the presence of believers. Because it sounds powerful. Mm. But when you really apply it, it could shift your whole life. And I think a lot of things, we church a lot of things, and we don't realize this ain't got nothing to do with church. This is about your everyday life. So you questioning whether or not God is going to come through for you. Mm-hmm. When you wake up Monday morning and you are not in the congregation of the righteous, mm-hmm. you need to stand up Monday morning and say, God, I thank you. Mm-hmm. That you're going to open this door for me. God, I thank you that favor is going to meet me when I leave my house today. God, I thank you that whatever it is that you predestined and foreordained for today is going to happen. God, I bless you that I will not lack, that I will not fear, that I will not doubt, that I will not question, that there will be no delay, that I will not be denied, that it is impossible for my purpose and the plan that you have predestined for me to be aborted, that it cannot be canceled, it cannot be snatched back, and it cannot be stolen by the enemy, because you said it and you honor your word above your name. It cannot return to you void. You watch over your word to perform it. And it's, that's it, and that's all. So I hope that you are encouraged with that little piece of word today. I've been walking on that. I've been praying some things through some things that when I look at them in the natural, Cara, Joyne, they look impossible. They seem to be ridiculous. People would laugh at me, but I ain't care because I'm functioning according to a word. And that word is my reality. That word is my truth. And I pray that today, whatever it is that God has said to you, and maybe you need to ask him to help you recall to your mind what he has said to you.
Help me remember Jesus.
Whatever it is, babe, pray. Because if that unjust judge could give that woman what she needed, how much more than you don't think your heavenly father would give you what you need?
Boy.
The word of the Lord for the people of God. Hey, Tyra Wanda. Well, glory to God. She says, what did she say? Thank you, Mom.
Holding the dance quick.
Don't dance if you're in your car now because you can get in a little accident. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, glory to God. You could send me a private message. Is that what I say? It's 8 p.m. Oh, that's the time of the day, Risha. You slow. Wow. Mom.
I didn't even see what you look at.
That's fine because it looked a little funny on my screen. Mom. Mom, you know what? I explained why I dress like this. I don't join age. That's what she felt like.
That's the first thing that comes to my hand, Mom.
And
this was the coolest thing in the thing. Mommy, you buy this for me.
Okay. Well, then that settled that.
That's a good enough
reason to wear whatever.
Reason.
That settled that right there.
Hey.
We understand that. Okay, so let's dive into this topic today. The real Bohemian woman. That's what we're talking about today. In light of the fact that we are still in Jubilee mode. I don't know if y'all feel it. Are we in Jubilee mode till next year, July?
Okay, great.
Hey, Bishop.
Say less.
Year 50 does not end until year 51.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
We will be in year 50 until July 9th, 2024.
Yeah,
11:59.
Okay.
Cool. P.M.
So.
I'm here for it.
Jubilee. Celebration. Party.
You know what?
I'm ready. I'm excited. No, I really am. And I know that as a nation, we have been looking at that scripture in Leviticus and we've been getting excited about that. But I want to talk about some things that have been happening in our society, in our culture, within our nation with the women, with us, the woman, them. And the most, I don't want to say the most, but the most recent thing that stood out to me, and I know y'all did not think I was controlled to say it, but this is exactly where I'm going to start. And I about to sideline both of my co-hosts because I didn't prepare them for this. But last night when I did have a chance to scroll social media, which was very rare because I don't really have time to do that lately. But last night I scrolled social media and I saw something on social media that I wasn't sure whether or not it was real or not. And it disturbed me a little bit. It disturbed me because I saw believers and unbelievers alike commenting and sharing the post. Right?
Carl, what happened to you?
And
when
I saw them commenting and sharing the post, I was like, wait a minute. And then I mean like believers. I wasn't checking for the unbelievers. I'm talking about the believers now. I had a problem with the way they were sharing the post, with the comments that they had. So apparently there is a Bahamian female who has transitioned to being a male.
Oh, Tingham, okay.
Who is an artist. Yes, Brene.
I thought that was AI, though.
I am wondering, was it real or was it not real?
I think that was AI. It's not real. No, it wasn't real.
But did y'all see the post about it?
No.
You didn't see what people were commenting?
I
mean,
like,
and
I scrolled by and saw it, but I didn't read any comments or anything like that.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. I had a problem with that. Can I tell y'all why I had a problem with that? I had a problem with that because no one was outraged.
Gee, could hear a lizard pop the house in here.
I saw the comments, Tyrawanda, but none of the comments were like, how do I say it? I can say it again. No one was outraged. No one was bothered.
It's norm.
And I got scared. Now, I have another theory alongside this that I actually heard another Bahamian woman say. I won't repeat the name on the show, but this was a Bahamian woman who has a show, she has influence as well. And they were having a conversation about this whole transgender stuff. And one of the comments that she made was that we don't often see women transitioning to men. We often see men trying to become women. Mm-hmm. Most relationships that we see or re-identification, whatever you want to call it, because I don't know how to describe it. Most re-identification that you see, I don't know if it's real. I don't know. Whatever. When they doing the things that they do. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to call it.
Don't worry about it.
When they change in. That's a good word to say. Change in. Because they change. They change. When they change in, we don't see too many women becoming men. We see them acting like men and dressing like men. But we don't see too many women like changing their body parts to become men. We see more men becoming women. And she laid out this whole, like, I come in right up the alley right now. Y'all know I on the outskirts. I come in through the corner right now.
I like the journey. It's fine.
Come in right now. She made the point about how it's easier to be a woman from the male perspective. And that's why males opt to... You know, she was just talking about it, and everybody was having a conversation. They were having a back and forth, and I was processing it. I was like, well, you know what? I don't know what it's like to be a man, so I can't say that it's easier to be a woman and than being a man. I don't know, because I never been a man. I never want to be a man. And I don't ever want to know how a man feels and how a man identifies, and I don't want to carry the weight of a man. So I won't understand, ever. But what it's boiling down to as we begin this conversation for me is There are so many different variables now that the Bahamian woman has to deal with. The Bahamian woman has to deal with, if she is single, trying to figure out if the person who she's dating is a man or a woman. Should she date? Is there anyone for the Bahamian single woman to date? Are they all in jail? Then there is the Bahamian woman who's married, who is sharing a husband with several people. Then there's the Bahamian woman who is married, and she's happily married, and her husband isn't cheating on her, but she's the one who's cheating. Then there's the Bahamian woman where she's married, family, all is well, but she's crazy. Then there's the Bahamian woman who had a husband in church with the children. They growing, they older, but they don't want nothing to do with the things of God because they saw a side of the church that they didn't want to see. Then there's the Bahamian woman who's struggling with sickness in her body. And she has limited resources because she lives in the Bahamas. She can't get the help that she needs. She can't afford the health care that she needs. Then there's the Bahamian woman who is single with 5 children, 3 different fathers, people judging her, not understanding how she got in the situation that she was in. Then there's the Bahamian woman that's single, accomplished, wealthy, has everything that she could ever buy in the world, but she's lonely. Then there's the Bahamian woman that's divorced, doesn't want to have anything to do with a man ever again in her life. And so she's in the late stages of her life now considering becoming a lesbian. Then there's a divorcee that wants to be remarried, but the pool have rotten fish in it. And the fish just purrs in. It purrs in. There's the Bahamian woman who wants better opportunities but is not exposed to better opportunities and just keeps hoping and wishing and dreaming and never actually gets exposed to that. There's the Bahamian woman who is using her body to move forward in life. Mm-hmm. Alongside her friend who's doing the same thing but is to feed her kids. I could go on and on and on and on about scenarios, about the different aspects of what a Bahamian woman looks like. But the question that I have for us today to begin this conversation is, what is it that we all have in common? When we look at all of those different scenarios, all of those different aspects of what it means to be a Bahamian woman, because while all women in the world may deal with some aspect of what we were talking about, there is an element of being in the Bahamas that makes the way that we go through these different aspects of being a woman unique and different. And that's the point that I wanted us to kind of dive into today. What is it about Bahamian culture? What is it about Bahamian positioning in the world, our proximity to other countries, our relationship with other countries? What is it about being a Bahamian woman that impacts and affects the way that we live life, how we look at ourselves, the way that we interact with other people, the way that we move forward in life or not, or even the way we succeed or not? What is it that we all have in common, and where can we find that commonality as women from the Bahamas? Mark said, go.
It's all you, Joe.
I used to be you could see me leaning. I'm leaning over the
But she set it up for the play. She's like, Mark said, go. It's all you, Joe. It's really right. No, from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about our boy, Zach. We still here,
listen,
processing that. And then you hit us with the 1-2 just now.
It's a lot.
Then you hit us with another 1-2, and then you just like Mark said, go.
Yeah.
Rish, you can't do that.
Sorry. Us. I apologize. Do I apologize?
Are you sorry?
I'm sorry.
Don't lie.
I'm Del Pentium over here. I still just processing.
This is what we used to do. This is how we used to do things. We talk about the things that we think that our girlfriends are thinking about, but nobody's talking about. So let's talk about it. Brene says, Brene says, wow, my friend and I were just saying the Bahamian dating pool is a cesspit. Mm-hmm. And so Brene is suggesting that maybe Christian spaces. I don't know if that's equal. I don't know.
I call line and text line need to be open.
I don't know if I call line and text line.
The text and text? They can't call us?
I think so. Yes, you can. Yes, sorry. You could call, but you can't. You could call and text on one number.
Okay.
242-828-3543. I can throw that across the bottom now while y'all talking.
You only have me say, tell Penty or me.
This girl, I don't know.
In my brain right now, like
I swear he was going to talk about Doc and said something else to say. That's why I wait.
No, not at all. I'm waiting for the layup.
I lay it up already, but Jesus, what else y'all want me to do? I lay it up.
So tell us what the thing is then.
I don't know. I want us to talk about it. I don't know what it is. I'm really asking a question. Oh, okay. Like, let's talk about it. Let's throw things out there. What? Okay. For example, let's talk about something that we perhaps have in common in this room. We spade. That's common. But is that something that's common amongst every Bahamian female? Like, I really think in simple things like that.
Mm.
Like, do we love ourselves enough to care for ourselves? To ensure that our bodies are clean? Do you have a Bahamian female friend who don't... Yeah. Her hygiene ain't right.
Yeah. Not okay. Friend. Not friend, but...
But someone that you know.
Yeah.
You know, like things like that. Like, that's what I mean. Like, where is our commonality? That's what I mean. What happened?
I can't fit under there. It's put me under the table.
Put you under.
I need to
right there.
The
skirt. I'd say even though some of us.
Who said that? You know something?
Okay. Looking at Bahamian women as well, let's find out then. Some of us may have been raised to be a little bit more soft-spoken.
That's good.
But for the most part, there's a side to, I think, almost every Bahamian woman that's biggity.
Yep. Crazy?
Biggity and crazy in the same thing. No.
No?
No, because biggity comes with a reason. Yeah. I biggity because.
Yeah, because.
Some people just crazy.
Because I was never listened to when I was younger. Yeah, I was always told to shut up.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't just be crazy because?
No. There's a reason.
Okay. No. You don't need a reason to be crazy. That's probably just how your brain ticks.
Oi. Oi, oi, oi.
But being biggity, there's a reason. I'm biggity.
There's a reason.
And if you look at Bahamian women, most of them are biggity for different reasons.
Yes.
That suit the way they live.
And in different environments,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Because they're not biggity everywhere. There
exactly.
are places where, like, we see that calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see it taken down
a
notch.
Some of us were raised right, but then there are certain situations now in our adult life.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't on the run. We biggity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely biggity. We pushy. We are dictators.
We have aggressive nature.
Yes.
You know.
We are very aggressive women. We are not.
Every single one of us in this room have an aggressive nature.
And every Bahamian woman I know.
I don't know what you're talking about, hon.
Because for
soft girl era.
Wow. I sick of this girl.
Boy.
If good kid was the first time.
Hey,
Janet.
Good afternoon. No, but let's think about it, because even the women who you know are soft-spoken, right? Soft, just because you're soft-spoken and you don't raise your voice, die mean you're on biggity. Because biggity don't mean loud all the time.
And address this. Because someone say, no, we're not saying that. That's why I say, a lot of us were raised, right? A lot of us were raised to be a lot of us are feminine, was none, was not.
Yeah.
But when it comes to certain situations, Bahamian women will not be pushovers concerning that thing.
Yes.
That means something to them.
Absolutely.
They don't mind being biggity for their cause.
Absolutely.
That's what we're saying.
And every Bahamian woman has that thing.
Every.
Or more than one.
Yep.
Crystal, so y'all saying most Bahamian women are not feminine? No, die, what are we saying? We just biggity.
I'm with mom on this. Or does she say, I'm not? No,
yeah.
Sorry,
no, mommy is biggity.
Yeah.
Sorry, mommy. Oh, too much things.
Biggity is not synonymous with loud.
That's true.
It's not. Because I know soft-spoken women mm-hmm. who, when you put them in the right thing, they may never raise their voice. Mm-hmm. But one look will cause things to be put in order. Mm-hmm. Biggity. Mm-hmm. Large and in charge. Like, no, 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 no. Don't get it twisted. This is the way I want it done.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I say, Janet? One look. One look. And many of us were raised by women or by our grandmothers who just, I mean, one look. One look. One look could change an entire room. An entire room of people. We just have that way. And don't let us point with our mouth. Don't let us twist up our mouth.
What does the mouth mean? No, seriously, what does it mean?
Pointing.
Other than pointing, like what are you saying?
It's tropsy. It's a tropsy thing.
Trying to be secretive.
Yeah.
Trying not to use our hands to point. Because mm-hmm. the moment you start using your hands, that's it.
Yeah. Because if there's not an issue, if I'm literally just trying to say, oh, that's the lady over there that sells the mm-hmm. the curry. I'll say that's the lady over there that sells the curry. But if I trying to say that's the lady over there who sells a watery bad tasting curry,
be like,
damn, damn.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. This is heavy. I must see Zach today. I gotta be mute.
Rashad says my mother gave shifts the atmosphere when she want. Yeah, no, she def. I could see that. I could see how your mommy would do that. That's it, Janet. One look. Yes, mom. I'm only biggity when it involves my kids. I understand, mom. Like we say, everybody got a reason to be biggity. Everybody got a reason. I have my moments. Oh, face. Mm. My mother face shifts the atmosphere when she wants to say what she wants. Oh, yeah. Now, that face thing, I definitely would say that's common among us all. You can know. You are going to know.
Yeah,
when
my face is my problem.
When a Bahamian woman is displeased with something.
Mm. You know what? That's because...
It can be...
What you want something you want to say to me?
It's going to be...
You look like you want to get it off your chest, Cara. I can feel...
It's going to be...
Join in. Let's just be real.
I can feel you.
Pastor Joe.
Yes, hon.
Let's just be real.
Written all over your face. Yeah.
I know my face, but your face...
And I'm smiling.
It's in the eyes.
I try to smile.
Mom, you have a face.
I try to.
You have a face, Joyne. Yeah. You have a face.
No, we already established like shows ago. Joyne in with the foolishness.
No.
Okay?
No. No.
And you can know whether or not she say anything. Because it's the face.
Because it's the face. No, I don't have any of them. I'm a soft girl, Arahan. I'm speaking those things, be not as though they were.
Okay.
This is the faith walk.
I there with you, darling.
What you are seeing is faith.
I walk in with your friend.
Okay, thanks.
Shania say I need deliverance for my facial expressions. Wow. Crystal says, LOL, boy, I don't know, Joe. I don't have none of these problems so far.
You
wow.
Know me well, babe. You know me well.
All right, then. Okay.
Another thing with Bahamian women, and I know a lot of like nationalities.
Really
say what?
I'm not saying really Bahamian, Adam.
Let me tell you what you do.
What I do. Oh.
You will stand and you will just stare like you in your head and be like, Joe, I'm sorry.
Because I was thinking about something.
But it's obviously something bothering you.
No,
or...
but not in all cases, you know. Sometimes everything that's going on around me doesn't necessarily deal with me. Mm-hmm. So if you and someone else having a conversation that is totally unrelated to what I'm dealing with, I have a lot more time to think about something that. Could speed up the process. Sometimes it's that, but not every time.
Okay.
Don't bank on it.
Okay.
Rashad says...
I just can see something in my eye.
I think I picked up that face from my mom, honestly. I think all of us, if we tell the truth, we were trained...
To be biggity and stink.
And to be... I don't want to say, like... To have colorful expressions.
Dramatic. extra.
And I like, and I really like, I'm thinking about all of the women that I know, even the ones who are like dainty and cute and who are known to be poised, who are known to be like excellent in public. I have seen some facial expressions on them sometimes, and I'm like, well, I got company.
That's not a Bamian woman thing.
I got company. I got company. I have company, buddy.
I don't want guests on for this, right? But I don't care what you're going to do on the radio station. Come find me. But a lot of...
You do realize you can find us on Google, right?
I was just playing. Okay. No. A lot of us, not all of us, mm-hmm. but a lot of us from young were taught, and it's not... It wasn't maliciously done or with intent. I think it's just mm-hmm. something that leads back to our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught to think negatively.
Yes.
Not just regarding ourselves, but regarding other people.
Yes.
Because I remember growing up, I was so self-conscious. Because if I walk in a room and someone look at me, I think something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the airport in Eleuthera last week. And there were two ladies talking, uh-huh. just sitting there waiting for the plane to come. And
the airport only so big.
And they had Delta and American flight leaving the same night.
So it was a full of people.
So it was a pile of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's like you and Pastor Joe talking, mm-hmm. right?
We talking.
Another woman walks in. Hey, what y'all saying? Yada, yada, yada. And they look up and they're like, hey, girl. And they do the hugs and everything. And the woman talking to them, you could tell she's so warm and everything. And literally, the second she turned to go walk to the ticketing agent,
I like it.
This them. Yeah.
Wow.
The two of them. And yes, I don't even think they knew they were doing it. I don't even think they knew.
Hold on, girl.
They would do, honestly.
You really think they didn't know they was doing it?
I think that's habit, because I've seen it plenty times. Y'all have never seen this?
That's what you lose me, girl. I ain't gonna lie. I'm so sorry.
No, honestly, because it was like this. They look her up and down, look at her heel, look her up at her head, look down at her heel again, like they were looking for something wrong. And then they just went back to talking. Like it was, they didn't skip a beat, miss a beat. Mm. They didn't talk about her or anything. They just, I've seen this.
Right.
I've seen this. No, and I'm not saying that this is Eleuthera.
No,
thing.
But
someone in the comments said that.
Yeah, I'm saying I've seen this before. And growing up, I've seen it. Hey, Miss Millie, passing Miss Millie on the porch. And was not, hey, Miss Millie, hey. That's just, and that's not every, now what I think time. The world we live in, because now, especially millennials, we've been more exposed.
Yeah.
All of this, that's kind of calming down. But growing up, I remember that. And yep. I remember thinking twice before I walked in a room. Especially at church,
yep.
looking myself over a couple times
just
because I don't want nobody looking at me. Yeah. No, I just.
That's my issue. I do not believe that it's. I don't think it's something that people just do. Right? Let me tell you why. Because when they greeted this lady, they knew her, right? They obviously knew her from wherever. And however long,
yeah.
they obviously have an opinion about her. Mm. They obviously had a conversation before that. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't have to talk about her right then and there, but their response to her exit proves what their conversation was before. I know people who do that. I've seen people do that. I know people do it to me, and I do not think that it's just like they can't help it. I think that's maybe this is just my perspective. I'm not saying that you're wrong, I'm right. I'm just saying this is the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
People are, sorry, let me rephrase that. People can be very malicious in their thoughts towards other people, especially women, especially people that I've encountered as of late. Mm-hmm. And these things don't happen by happenstance. Two people talking. Someone random, or not random, but someone who we already had a conversation about walks in, and all we have to do to each other is the Yeah, but you know, with the flight coming now. That and child, it confirms a previous conversation in my mind.
I don't think that's always the case.
It may not always be a previous conversation, but maybe just a previous feeling or a prior
whatever.
A preconception.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A preconceived notion.
Wait, what they thought about you?
Or
before.
Maybe something that they heard somebody say it, like, or not only they
that,
read,
maybe
or
something that was done before. Maybe.
I know what a heel do to them, but
maybe sis had a crusty heel before.
Now,
right? And they told sis, and they was looking to see if sis changed.
I feel like it could happen to a stranger too, where you are not known, and you walk in, and if you look too put together.
And even that is still intentional. Even that is still intentional because you got to be a special kind of person to really care about how someone else look, like be mad because they look good. Like, honestly, it ain't even that serious.
Oh, darling.
I don't know if I would say special kind of person because that's very common. It's very common.
That was in replace of something. That doesn't really mean you're really special. That was the best way I could put that. You miss it on. No. Don't laugh. I'm serious, Marisha. You understand?
I understand what you mean. I just, you know.
You're not really that special. I'm just saying.
Amen.
Come on, man.
Amen. Yeah, no.
No, man. It ain't that real.
I think, let me read the comments first and then I can come back to what I was going to say. Chelsea say, when Wendy's don't put pickles on a sandwich. And Chelsea, I the opposite of you. When they do put pickles on my sandwich, they could get a look. Tanisha says, If facial expressions could kill. Or her facial expressions could kill, but she thinks she's getting better.
I thought it was better too, but guys,
Janet says, body language too. Don't forget that one.
I can see your eyes.
Absolutely.
That was you trying to fix it?
Body language is definitely a big one, too. And we have a body language about us. We definitely do. Crystal say, boy, I still waiting there myself. I can't be babying.
I don't believe that. But okay. We can pull your card soon, Crystal.
To the person, I don't know who this person is. And I don't know why they're sending a voice note. Because I don't know how they expect us to listen to that on air. But okay. Janet Hall says, that's them. I from Eleuthera. Oh, Lord. Crystal says, most women, women have that nasty bring down another woman's spirit then.
Which is why I don't think it's his habit. If you don't understand what I mean, like.
Janet said, I was sitting right next to one talking about me.
And what you do?
Rashad say, church people would do it to you. Yes, bad thoughts, Shannon said. What I was going to say, right, is I think that, okay, I'm going to tell you all the story, and I'm going to try to tell you the story the best way without exposing people, like how it was said. So I remember, like, in my early days of being a Bahamian, maybe it's low self-esteem. Tarawanda says, oh, the island. Rashad says, preconceived notion or gossip. Janet says, I agree with Joyne. Mom says, maybe the lady was clean that day, but the norm, it's still, but not the norm. It's still wrong. No cap. Jania says, if they ain't do that when I walk in the room, I'm mad because I ain't look good.
I'm tired of you.
Rashad says, you can read a baby woman quick as a man. Well, if you watch carefully in terms of body language, give them the look. Okay. So I would never forget this moment, y'all. This was a real moment for me. I was at a radio station about to do an interview here locally. This was years ago. This would have been like 2009.
Why am I brain? I'm trying to go back. I swear I think of 2008. Go ahead.
2008, 2009. And this was my first time as an artist after taking my first official, like, as an artist photo, right?
Big thing.
Okay. Listen. And believe it or not, Ferreno took my photos, my first set of, like, artist photos. And, I mean, the photo was gorgeous. I looked at it and I didn't believe it was me.
Wow.
And so my photo was on this flyer for a particular event. And I went to the radio station, right? Because I was helping to promote the event, and all the artists who were going to be on this at this event were like doing interviews at this particular radio station for the event. And the very first thing that was said to me as a Bahamian woman when I walked into the radio station, and when the flyer was brought up, they said I did not look like a Bahamian. I looked like an American. That comment was made by three other females that I was in the room with. One of them happened to be an employee of the radio station, and the other two were actually artists who were actually on the same flyer. Now, I tell you, this is my early days, so like I was known, but I wasn't known like that. So I was on the flyer with some people who had never seen me before as an artist. They had probably seen me like singing. I still do. They probably saw me singing backgrounds for people or whatever. But yeah. And I would never forget that moment because there was so much for me behind that comment. I was like, okay, so what you trying to say? Baby and woman can't look good sense. We can't look good on a flyer. What are you saying? What are you saying about, like, what are you trying to say that, like, if I'm a Bahamian, I'm supposed to look pop down? Like, what, like, it was just so much running through my mind. Like, I was like, so.
Because that's exactly what they was trying to say.
So, I look too good to be a Bahamian? What is it? My skin color? What is it? My makeup? Like. But, like, what is it? Because, I mean, the other thing, too, it wasn't like I had on, you know, like how y'all know extravagant Marisha. This is probably the most simply dressed photo I've ever taken in my life. I had on white. Like a white shirt. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, it was, you know me, I sequence, bling, you know, colors. That's who I am now. But this is when I was first breaking out, so it was white. I was wearing my hair, no weave, my hair. No weave. Simple makeup. But I was like, and I ain't gonna lie.
What
actually,
year this was?
This was 2008, 2009.
Now, let's not act as if, and I can take it here, and y'all could disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not act as if being dark skin ain't just come back in style.
Well.
That's what that's about. Cause
you have a point there.
Me coming up in high school. The ugliest, and I ain't trying to say no one ugly. I couldn't hold a candle, or the prettiest dark-skinned girl couldn't hold a candle to the ugliest light-skinned girl.
Oh, boy.
Me coming up in school.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
You see what I'm saying? So, the whole, you threw me with the natural hair thing. It was perm-y.
No, I can show you the picture right now.
Okay, because let's not act as if
this is
being natural. Let me see. Q Elkin 360 American Girl.
Boom.
Let me see if I can show them the photo, if it would allow me to do it. You can see the photo.
That don't even look like you.
That's me, though.
You look like you from Georgia.
That's me. I'm so sick of Guy Rock. That's me. Y'all can't see like my makeup and stuff, but I mean... For y'all in this room, y'all know this simple. This is not me. Not me now.
But dying, that's
not for an official photo shoot.
When I say natural, I thought you meant puffy hair. It was laid.
No, like my hair was perm.
Okay.
When I say natural, I meant no weave. I didn't have weave in my hair. That's my hair. No weave in my hair. Just a little bit of makeup.
American girl.
And apparently this meant American.
Girl, you was fair skin. Your teeth. Hold on.
That open gate right there.
Your teeth look good. You get long, pretty, natural hair. flowing in the wind like Beyonce fine in the front of y'all. And you're white.
You got fine on.
Yeah. Girl, in 2008, you were starring. And I bet they thought that they were being so...
That was a compliment.
It was a compliment.
Yeah.
I did not take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
And I as the dark-skinned woman, I appreciate you not taking that as a compliment.
No, I was I felt insulted.
They say I look like an American.
I'm like,
shut up. Man. Too stupid for other people culture.
Yeah, because like what that means. No, because I ain't gonna lie, to this day, I still don't understand it. So like what you what you really trying to say to me? And I feel like as Bahamian women, we need to stop saying stupid stuff like that.
Too stupid to be American.
Like, you know, like why? Why? Like seriously. And I was really bothered by that.
Should I still bother you?
Yeah, no, I'm bothered me because like.
I let it go.
I need to let that go. Hey, it's 2023. Yes, you need to let that go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You need to let that go.
Yes, sir.
No, but that was a very condescending statement to a lot of. What Florida Evans' name was?
Who's Florida Evans?
Oh, my goodness. Medic! Florida Evans was a groundbreaking. You know, Good Times? Temporary layoff.
I know Good Times, but
yes, with JJ, the mother, with the big cheeks and the natural hair, she was a Bahamian.
Ah, okay.
Yes, that's our beautiful, groundbreaking, famous Bahamian woman.
Nice. Okay, got it.
So, even when you look at her and Janine Fox, Rick Fox's sister, right?
She
is Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time where that was the standard, and Florida Evans could have never been the standard. No matter her accolades, no matter how far she went in her career, no matter who she rubbed shoulders with, what she did. And it's unfortunate. But check us out now. And we ball it.
Okay.
All that.
Crystal says, I'm not biggity or aggressive. I don't wear thoughts on my face. I don't gossip, and I don't have low self-esteem, so I don't know. I'm waiting on my example. Nassau is the capital Bahamas. Wow. No one's perfect and all. Everyone has a thorn in their side, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. Crystal says she's waiting on a thorn.
Okay.
Janae say your white was too clean for the embassy.
Right. Should have been dinge. Should have been beige.
Ah! Ah!
She must have on straw hat.
Like when you clean K-Swiss with joy. All right, baby.
I'm tired of you. I don't know.
Today.
Like when you clean your white tea with bleach.
Oh, gosh. Chris will say, definitely a Bahamian man said to me on a date, for a Bahamian woman, I dress well. And I'm articulate. So he feels he can take me some places. Safe to say that was our last date. I've had that one too, but I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to bring that one up.
For a Bahamian woman? Were you all...
Because as far as they're concerned, whatever that means right there.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick for
you. You did it! You're out, see?
Yeah. See, even El Canaan sang a song about Bahamian women. He sang about American girls.
I really... Why don't you lose El Canaan?
But I ain't had that one yet.
You know, buddy love Elkin more than me, but he needs to.
Oh, Lord, Janae say, Kara, you funny bad. If it was a man, this sounds like someone who wanted you but couldn't get you. They were all women. Tara Wanda says, oh, you looked very humble. That's must see it.
The look down, they see that, see that. I'm sick of y'all today on this show.
I'm so sick of y'all.
Y'all dumb. You got it to the face, son. That's the humble face.
Crystal, say. Bimini is the gateway. Oh, God. Arcadia said, you ain't lying, Kara. They used to carry us dark-skinned girls. Hot. Hot. Oh, my gosh. Did they say,
black and ugly so much?
Too stupid to be American. Bahamian men especially feel like anything foreign is better. Yes, her name is Esther from the show.
Yes, thank you.
And let's go back to that. Crystal, you made a real good point there because it's true. We're still, as Bahamian women, we're still dealing with the stigma that foreign is better.
Mm. Yeah.
How many of you have a Bahamian relative, a male Bahamian relative, whether it's an uncle or a cousin or maybe even your daddy, who their first or second wife is not a foreigner? You could at least think of one. I got three in my head now.
I believe the fifth.
Damn it, that. You don't know at least one Bahamian man who have a foreigner for a wife? And when you look at the trend of the females that he dated, they're not Bahamian? I have a... I'm not going to specify. I have a relative who has only dated Jamaican women. Never dated a Bahamian ever. Okay.
No. I was thinking about one video you sent me. The prayer.
I have a friend who, you know, he made it his point to find an American woman when he went off to school so he could stay in America so he didn't have to marry a Bahamian woman. And he will...
What does that say about us, though?
He said something to me the other day about Bahamian women, and I was like, oh, boy, it's like, you really don't
tell
like Bahamian
him, go to
women.
His money and work it out.
It's like, you really don't like Bahamian women. And like,
tell him deal with that.
This is
issues.
Something that, like, we have to deal with. We have to deal with. Thank you, Nadia. Thank you for telling me my photo was beautiful. Oh, Lord Jesus.
So we can breeze past my comment?
What comment? Where is it?
Your friend. Tell him go to his mom and work out whatever issues.
No, I ain't breezing past that, ma'am. I mean, we ain't addressing the man today. We addressing the women. We talking about us. We talking about our issues. I can't talk to my I don't know what to say. I will get the rest of these comments in. And he was a doctor. Crystal, what you talking about? I don't know what the comment would apply to. I lost now. Oh, he was a doctor?
Yeah.
Wow, and he been to school all them years and say stupid things like that? Wow.
Well, you know, the smartest is be the stupidest.
Well.
Honestly, dumb bad.
Oh, Jesus.
And I must say, you cut me open.
No, Cara, a lot of guys do think that way. I've heard it said before. I've heard for a dark-skinned woman, you are beautiful. From a Bahamian man to a Bahamian woman.
Wow.
I've...
You lost me there.
I was going to jump in and say something, but you don't go there today. Leave that. I've been hearing the comment all the time, you look like an American. But that's because I'm well-diverse and well-traveled. I am insulted by that. I'm insulted by that. When people from other countries tell me I don't sound like a Bahamian, I'm not insulted because they don't know what Bahamians look and sound like. Mm-hmm. But when a Bahamian says to me, you don't sound like a Bahamian, what does a Bahamian sound like? Just because I don't talk bad?
I actually watched a video on TikTok with the Bahamian girl saying that persons were saying that she sounds like she's from all kind of
yeah
places.
Just because she know how to cross her eyes, daughter T, and she know how to pronounce her T's and D's.
No, but it was quite the opposite. Like, she sound like raw Bahamian. Like,
but people still were, wow.
She sound like something else.
Wow.
So maybe that's something to look into, too.
Yeah, like.
Another thing
if
I
you
don't
sound
like
something else, you in Bahamian. You sound Bahamian. You sound like something else. You can't win.
Another thing I don't like, and y'all too, red-skinned. I'm not red-skinned, but I don't like it because I've seen it a lot, especially on social media. They're making a red-skinned lady synonymous with someone who's problems
red
or
gal.
Toxic
mm-hmm.
or have issues.
A lot.
Or got plenty man or bad or something
red
like
woman.
That. And could y'all please stop that? Who are you?
A red woman.
Woman of God.
Hey!
Look, you missing.
Hey, red woman. Maybe two.
A red woman.
Hon?
But not everyone in a box.
I have a drama, hon.
Well, you know, I... No, Marisha, don't do it. I've... But I stopped taking those things personal. Reach, I go on to say something, but never mind. Y'all ain't eat me alive on today.
That's wise.
Crystal, LOL, my dad's first wife was a white Canadian.
Okay.
My brother is, my brother wife is white Russian.
That sounds like a drink. Sorry.
And my brother-in-law wife is white Italian. Most of the good Bahamian men,
hey, Crystal, I knew that, but I really didn't.
Are outsourcing, and it's sad.
Outsourcing.
We got to talk about this.
No, go to the next part, though.
They get educated, and they get rich. And child, they go on to the other side.
Now, hold on. What if that's just day type? I'm sorry, I can be advocate today. Because, okay, there are a lot. My mom's stepsister, she don't do, whether you Bohemian or African or whatever, she don't do black men at all. She said she's just attracted, wildly attracted to white men, and that's who she married. She married a French white man.
Why couldn't have been a Bohemian white man?
Because she, anyway, because... Bohemian white man, black man. But,
okay. One plus one is still two.
Okay.
Right.
Six and a half dozen.
Right.
But what if, because I don't think, now I think there are instances.
This ain't a real place.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think there are instances, I'm not naive, where it's a more psychological issue. Trying to run from whatever mommy or cousin them do to you. But what
Love
if...
Love me a good conky joke.
What if that's just who someone is attracted to? Like, you just attracted to someone of a different, you know? is that a derogatory term? That's why I don't really say it.
I know, because I feel like attraction is for youth.
I was going to say, I think...
preferences.
The issue just came in when they... like, kind of look down on Bohemian women.
Mm. That's the issue. It's just, not that your choice is...
Yeah, if your choice is your choice, but, if you choose a white Russian, it isn't because all Bohemian women ain't no good.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If it's just your preference, then it's your preference.
But don't allow your preference to be in comparison to. Your preference is just your preference.
Yeah. So I think...
I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Mom say, child, please, every Sunday I get a call from a Bohemian man asking if I... cook Bohemian food. Every Sunday, I tell him he should have married a Bohemian woman.
Oh. Mom, you have to stop.
Wow. They don't want us, but come back begging for food. And in some cases...
Do I look like Oandres to you?
Sex. Well.
Thingam.
Okay, so...
Mom, I wasn't ready for that.
I really wasn't. And yet, there seems to be a whole lot of truth in what you said, Mom, so... Mm-hmm. Child, please is the correct response. Child, please. Tanisha said that's why she mango skin. No, she ain't red.
The name mango is Mangrohan.
Marisha, a Bohemian who I bucked in New York a few weeks ago didn't recognize that I was Bohemian. They also said that I don't sound Bohemian.
Lies. Shot. You look Bohemian. You sound Bohemian. You all Bohemian. You is a Bohemian. Why they say that?
Why is it
you speak
sad,
proper
though?
English?
What if that's my type? I like Caucasian women, though. Nothing wrong with Bohemians.
What is it you like about them? Just type that.
Yeah, type that. Internationally, right now, most successful black men do not marry black women. But some of us Bahamian women only like color too, white.
They're like, shut up, girl.
Someone preference is their preference. I won't insult my Bahamian queens, though.
Right. Do I look like Oandres to you?
Say if I look like Oandres.
Do I?
Say what, Joe? Do I look like Oandres?
That's the mommy comment.
Yeah, no. You know,
I tied her to y'all. I want you to do that.
It's
that's a lot going on.
It's so much. Right. It's just too much. It's too much. I think that one of the hardest things to do as a Bahamian woman is to prove yourself. And I think that that's what this conversation is showing here. I think that that's something that we all have in common. Maybe except for Crystal.
Right.
We ain't reached Crystal Ali yet. But I believe that Bahamian society places pressure on Bahamian women to make it seem like they have to prove themselves in some way, shape, or form. In whatever aspect or sphere of society you find yourself in, it's almost like you have to prove your womanhood, your strength, your deserving of the position that you have wherever you are. Some of us, we have to prove, apparently, that we Bahamian, because apparently we look American.
Look American, especially with the hands. It's giving angelic. It's giving soft. I think that was really it, though. You look soft.
I look soft. I didn't look hard.
Yeah. You look like a little sweetheart from Georgia.
And not only that, even when it comes to Bahamian gospel music, I've had people say, "Oh, you sound like an American," because we just assume all Bahamians could go on the song and say something like "boy," or I mean, ain't nothing wrong with saying "boy." It's just a way. You understand what I mean? So,
I think, like, that's for me. That's a whole other conversation for another day, because I was having a brief conversation with someone about how we don't even realize how few Bahamian female gospel artists there are in comparison to male. We don't even know. We don't even know what that ratio is. That ratio is like
less women.
Less women.
Okay.
Gospel? Absolutely.
Bahamian?
When I first started out, I could count, like, on one hand, the amount of females who were my counterparts during that time, like, out there as, like, solo artists.
Females. I never thought about it.
I think in recent times that has been changing.
It's changing now. But even now, the ratio is still more male than female. Mm. There's still more male than female. I see somebody saying that they have like some issues commenting. I don't know which page you're on.
Try
from a different page. You can probably go on the Glory 93.9 FM page or the Girl Talk page if you're having issues commenting on a personal page. There's Girl Talk 242. There's Glory 93.9 FM. Try one of those pages. Or you can try my public page as well. You can just look for Marisha. M-E-R-I-C-H-A, and you should be able to make comments there. Let's go back and get the rest of these comments in. Crystal says, "I don't think as women we should have to prove ourselves, but hey, a man supposed to prove himself to you." Rashad says, "I can't tell you why. I'm just attracted to it. As for the other Bahamian conversation to me, I'm still dumbfounded, but I look, dress, act, and sound Bahamian. I bleed aquamarine, gold, and black." Crystal State, join me. Please stop. That's taking me out. Really want them to stop, too.
That's the favorite part of it for me.
But I think you both raised a point for real. Like, when we consider just, like, the reality of all of the things that we have to deal with as Bahamian women, our plates are full.
It's good. Because I went to say a lot of things we were talking about was sort of, I wouldn't say negative, but a realistic side, but realistically speaking from a more positive side.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've noticed Bahamian women generally have is something in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Something that can make them an entrepreneur, or something that can, you know, cause them to make money or make a way in life. With us, I have like five entrepreneurs that own catering businesses in my family. All right?
Wow.
Yeah, they ain't paying for a thing I'm on the show, so I ain't call them.
Right.
But you know one because you've ordered from one.
Yes, I have.
They can cook because my great-grandmother, she made sure all of her granddaughters and great-granddaughters and daughters knew how to cook. And I mean gourmet.
That ain't gourmet no more.
See, that...
That used to be a Bahamian woman thing.
But there's something even with... Okay, I don't care if you selling hair. Remember we talk about we biggity and when we want something or what's not? We are go-getters.
Yes.
We are go-getters. And that's
even
why...
Even if it's for the wrong things, yeah, we are go-getters.
But that's why I'm saddened, like how you said earlier about women who use their bodies to get ahead. And I'm not sitting here judging nobody. We all come from somewhere. Baby, I can't talk.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is we all have something. And that's what I think God has blessed us with as a nation. Back then, it was straw, plaiting straw, and doing the straw and making dolls and all of that. Fishing, all that stuff that seemingly to the younger generation ain't into it. But guess what? My son is a tech whiz. I have a brother that lives in New York, and he is like the only black, and not just black Bahamian working at a major coding company in the U.S. And he's traveling all the time doing this awesome. So we all have something in our hands and what's not. So maybe Crystal fitting into that.
I think...
Maybe.
I think that it's important for us as Bahamian women to remove the stigmas that are, I guess you could say, that exist in our culture and in our society based upon historical concepts and beliefs and structures. So the idea that, I heard somebody say this the other day, and it was an American, and they were on their show talking about it, and people made comments about it, but like the idea that all Bahamian women are overweight, that are big, that's not true. That's not true. I mean,
can't relate, hon.
I don't get it.
But okay.
But it's not true.
I'm sorry. I'm a size 3.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if I ever been a single digit size ever in my life. But anyway, that's another conversation for another day. I don't know. My head is big. I don't know. I don't want to be walking around a bobblehead.
Is there anything to wear for the Lord?
See, you shrink my head too?
Honestly, did you see what happened to your boy?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
I see what you're saying.
Take your word on.
We have something, like Kara said, in our hands, but don't be judged by Bahamian stigmas, babe. Don't allow someone to put you in a box, like Antandra said, because you are a Bahamian woman. That means that you're limited to this. She said, stigma, small-mindedness, in the box, shallow perspectives, oil boiling down to ignorance. And she's right. It's because of our historical background, having a lack of exposure, because of the, we hate to say this, but we are a third world country, and there are some things attached to third world countries that just don't happen in first and second world countries that we're dealing with in our nation. The idea is that we are limited because we're from a small country and our population isn't even at 1 million, according to statistics, even though I think they're missing a couple people. It got to be a million
people. We got 1 million people in this country.
Nassau alone got 1 million people. But according to the statistics, we ain't reached 1 million people yet.
400,000 people live through my corner. You can't tell me no different. Anyway.
But for a country that's so small, like, you know, a lot of times we limit ourselves as women. And I think one of the most important parts of this conversation today, I believe that we need to establish is that, like, there is absolutely no one thing that makes a Bahamian woman a Bahamian other than the fact she was born in the Bahamas or born to a Bahamian parent.
Say that again, friend.
If we were to remove all the stigmas, all of the, this is what a Bahamian woman does, and these are the traits or whatever, blah, 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 blah. If we could just leave at the foundation a Bahamian woman is born in the Bahamas or born to a Bahamian parent. Period. That's what a Bahamian woman is.
I believe for me it run deeper than that. For me. I got too much Andres blood in me.
Oh, Lord.
To subscribe to that, and too much Barry Island and a little touch of Exuma. And they all have their own character. And they own all have their own, even the way my body is shaped. I went to Andres and I saw women that look just like me that I've never met in my life. Family that I've never met in my life. And listening to them talk, I'm like, that sounds just like me. And stuff like that. So for me, it is the identity of who I am is the culmination of so much more than just my mommy was born here or my daddy was born here. My genetic makeup is maybe mixed with some other things, Togo, mm-hmm. Africa, and stuff like that. But it all makes me uniquely a woman. You understand? I mean, that's how I feel.
I agree with you. I think the hard part is for the woman who doesn't have that, who doesn't feel the way that you feel, but she's simply been born to Bahamian parents. That she's not less Bahamian because she doesn't feel the way that you feel. You see what I'm saying?
That's true, but I'm glad I feel the way that I feel. I'm just saying.
She's not less of a Bahamian woman because she don't have a little small waist and a little Coke bottle shape.
I say all that.
Big bungy and like peas and rice. Because there are some Bahamians.
I shape like a can some days.
That's impossible, God, but we're not talking about that right now.
You know what?
You know, not all Bahamians like peas and rice.
When people talking that foolishness, but, oh, Father's Day, we don't want no crab and rice. Shut up. Who's we?
Because we want crab and rice.
I want crab and rice. Okay? That's the reason I couldn't stay fully vegetarian, because you're trying to tell me I can't eat crab? No, man! Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, Netheria, thank you so much for joining us, hon. We hope that it's not your last time that you're joining
us. Hi, Ms. Roberts. Thank you.
Cara, you ain't shaped like... I can't say that on the radio.
No can.
You ain't shaped like no can. I wasn't even addressing it, Rashad. Anybody on Cara? Anybody in though? So I think that we've gone through a lot today. But I want us to kind of turn a corner here. What is it that we want to say to our Bahamian sisters out there to encourage them to be better versions of themselves? And not to be duplicates of another country.
You see me?
I like, honestly, these two, like...
It's Cara. I just come here, I don't say nothing, you know. It's Cara. Cara's messing with me. It's Cara. Just for that, she got a good voice.
I get in flashbacks of school. Everyone will blame everything on me.
It's Cara. Cara's
the one who the teachers have to call her the talkers, and then she talked the most. Teacher be like, Cara, the talkers while I go on. And Cara sit there and talk all the time. And then when she come back, she tell on everybody else who talk. Except for her. Anyways. Yeah, so what is it that we can say to our Bahamian sisters to encourage them to push them forward? I would say this. Don't allow the island that you are on to limit your exposure or your thoughts of exposure. Of knowing that whatever it is that you do well, it's not just for the Bahamas. That it can be exposed to another country that's not limited to Bahamian culture. That it's not limited to Nassau is the capital, Bahamas. New Providence is the island.
Yeah.
And it's not limited to Andros. It's not limited to Grand Bahama. It's not limited to Eleuthera. Not limited to Exuma. Like, what you have to offer can have global impact. That's one of the first things that I would say. And Antandra says, travel, educate yourself, follow your dreams. Use what God has made available to you to make the rest of your life the best of your life and never settle. That's really, really good. I like that. Okay, I start, and then Antandra, y'all can talk now.
No, I was going to say basically the same thing, mm-hmm. sort of in a different way, mm-hmm. and give you a little bit of my testimony. What ain't happened yet, mm-hmm. but this will be my last year. Come September, from September to next September will be my last year in my 30s.
Okay.
Right? I would tell you press the thing, but you can do the womp, womp, womp.
Right.
I mean,
wrong one.
Wrong
it
one.
Ain't on.
Okay. I know that's the wrong
one.
It's the right one.
Oh.
Okay, so this will be the last year. And I was talking to my friend Rudy, and I was like, I have some ideas. Either I have a party and feed a bunch of people who don't like me, and I don't talk to them, right?
I'm always talking to me. Yeah. Guess, yeah.
Or I could do the Night of Worship concert, which and I can enjoy my birthday because I can be running around for concert for a week. Mm-hmm. All right? And then I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I can tell you where I'm going. I'm going to hop on a plane.
Ah, as you should.
By myself.
Ah, yes.
Go to an exotic island outside of my country.
Yes.
And I am going to a resort, and I am going to live. Mm. I am going, now I say I'm going to do no debauchery. I am going to live, enjoy life, taking scenes, meet people, karaoke, whatever it is that makes me happy in that moment. Because a lot of times we live, at some point you got to be tired of living to make other people happy. And this whole culture of everything I do has to make someone else happy while you deteriorate mentally and emotionally. I'm stopping that. I'm good. Stopping that.
Love it.
So I can be, listen, I haven't worn a swimsuit since I was a child.
Go ahead on.
I don't wear swimsuits. I can be lay up on someone beach. When you all see the eclipse, that's me.
Flute.
Girl, so dumb.
That's me.
Flute.
No, oh, man. No,
I encourage you to do that for real.
Enjoy life and take in other cultures and other ways of living and of being. And trust me, you find yourself so more when you get out of that bubble. When you in a bubble. Someone said something on Facebook one day, you need to stop fighting over this pond. There's an ocean.
It's a whole world, there's a whole globe.
And a universe. And universes.
And I'll tell you live. This, Cara, do it and don't allow negativity to contribute to your belief about what it is that you're going to do. Because when I shared with a few people around me, just, you know, this is my plan for my vacation in August and this is where I'm going. And the first thing that came out of everybody's mouth was, by yourself? You ain't scared to get robbed. No.
The negativity comes out.
It comes out on it. You ain't scared to get robbed. You ain't scared to get, what they say, human traffic. I say, first of all.
You know, body one, my old. And the people say you're overweight. They want to hot.
You can't lift me. You can't lift me.
I want to take y'all serious.
You try to traffic me? You can't lift me.
I really want to.
You cannot lift me. The 300 and something pounds, they're going to be hot. It's gonna be odd. And what? Then you can't lift this 300 and something pounds. It is. I am over 300 pounds. Number one.
Okay, number two.
Number two, in order for you to disguise the fact that you're carrying this person who over 300 pounds, it's gonna be your next issue. Because she could be in some kind of highlighter, neon, yellow, pink, orange, or green. So I want to see. No, and I had to answer people back like that, you know,
that was your response.
That was my response.
Okay. I want to take it serious.
That was my response because, no, you're not going to discourage me from having a blast by myself.
It's been a real show. I already come to that conclusion.
Like I say, I am going to live. Now, I ain't telling y'all where I go because it's not your business.
Mind your business.
But I go in a way and I grew in a way for a week in August and I'm going to a country that's not the U.S., and I'm not going to somewhere else in the Bahamas. And I, like Cara, who ain't had on a swimsuit since I was a child. I had on a swimsuit last summer, August.
No, when
I was on a boat.
No, when I say swim, I mean without the cover up.
What happened just now? That's
on a boat.
When I say not wearing a swimsuit, I mean I've on a swimsuit without the whole church dress over it.
No, I was on a boat with just my swimsuit boo.
Do it!
All right. What's up with y'all next?
This is
what's
the beach body,
now?
And this body goes to the beach.
I'm outside up. Go ahead.
You understand?
I understand, hon.
All right. Y'all ask for the beach body. This is the beach body right here. I take the body to the beach. Beach body. 1 + 1 = 2.
It's always 2, hon.
But so I agree with you, Kara, along those lines. Absolutely. Definitely. For sure. Live. Let's read this. Here, Rashad says, "Dear Bahamian Queens, you are uniquely made more than any other nationality. From the crown that is your beautiful black, brown, or gray hair, to the way you carry yourself, mind blown, to the way you speak, you are a beautiful gem. What you have cannot be found in any other nationality. Don't settle for anything that isn't great. You deserve love and deserve to be loved. You are valuable. For this reason, you are highly sought after. So carry yourself like you are the prize because you are." I love it. I receive. It's my portion. Glory to God. Jania says, "Yes, Kara, that's me this year, every year. It's so much more to life than pleasing everyone else and pleasing me." Denisha say, "Tell your dad body out."
Out, Denisha.
Netheria says, "Live, sisters, live." Crystal says, "LOL, you could get robbed right over there, right over here."
And they ain't say nothing.
They wouldn't say nothing then. And I ain't gonna lie, Crystal. Anyway. I got angels here. I'm pretty sure my angels international.
At least.
I'm pretty sure they from heaven and not from the Bahamas, and I could be all right.
Okay.
I could be good. Because I live by angels. Like how people just say, oh, they get dog and they got security system and just I live.
Ring. And in that same vein, y'all will be safe, yeah, but y'all won't be safe once the plane lands.
Oh.
Just keep anyway.
And Tandra says, "Your parents' belief is not the gospel, outside of the gospel, of course. The only way to succeed is to fail. When you fail, you now know what not to do anymore. Try new things. Take risks. Forget people's opinions and be your best self. Pay it forward. Do what you do. What do you really have to lose other than a mediocre life? Most of all, keep God first, front, and center. These are a few things I've learned over the years." I love that, Antandra. Mom says, "I live in another country and I've never lost my identity." That's really good. "Sometimes when I'm in the presence of other Bahamians and hear them speak, I have to ask, how long have you been here? Some say 3 years and some say less time. Why would you want to be someone else? What's wrong with who God made us to be? I am Bahamian, born and bred. I won't change anything. I work with every other ethnicity in my field and they love the way I speak. They admire the way I dress. I get the most respect. And mom, I need you to send that off for your comment."
I don't get it. Because Grammy been living in New York almost 60 years now. And I sound less Bahamian than she does.
I believe you.
So I just don't get it.
Mom, I need the rest of your comment, mom. Tell me which page you on. If you on Kara page, let me know.
The plane's still on the tarmac. And you, hey, girl. You know what?
And Andrew, you hear what I say? The beach gets whatever body I give it.
Okay.
Let me go book something now, Adonisha. Please. Heavy on the without a cover up. Our culture had us wearing big t-shirt and black tights to the beach in the hot sun.
For real.
Time to go in the water.
Jeans too. Jeans too.
Wow. People love projecting their fears on people. No, go that way because I travel in. Thank you. Thank you. Rashad for the win. Pin that and post that everywhere. We are the prize.
Yep.
This long message coming from the person who said they prefer Caucasian women. One thing Crystal could do.
Crystal. Back it up.
Crystal. Kara. Kara's so down. Lisa says, "Hey, ladies. Hey, again.
Hey, Lisa.
I need to get the rest of mom's message. Let me see if I can find it on Kara's page. Oh, Lord Jesus.
I need to go. Are you any more gum?
Lord.
I do, darling.
Let me get the rest of mom comment, because one thing is for sure.
Dying her like that.
Okay, let me read the rest of Mom's comment. She says, "What's wrong with who God made us to be? I am Bahamian born and bred. I won't change anything. I work with every other ethnicity in my field, and they love the way I speak. They admire the way I dress. I get the most respect out of all of my Caribbean co-workers." Wow, Mom. That's heavy, what you said just now. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Miss Trina, you won't talk yet. Wow, Mom.
I don't know what to say. Skip me.
Skip you.
Skip you, please.
Wow.
Come back round.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. It's 5:36, you know. Ain't much coming back round to do.
I ain't like a crystal do, my boy.
I was trying not to go back there, you know. You know, decided to move on and leave it.
See, Crystal, that's it right there. That's your problem right there. You couldn't let your boy have a moment. You couldn't let him live.
Very Bahamian of you.
Very Bahamian?
We found the
very
Crystal.
Biggity. Very biggity of
very
you,
very biggity. Because she was like, what you ain't gonna do is act like you ain't just say what you said when you said what you said when you said what you said just now.
But because I have a preference for something, that doesn't mean I can't have an appreciation for other things.
Yeah.
Right?
Really? At this point, I out of it. My encouragement to Bahamian women is the thing that you desire. I mean, I took a totally different turn from everyone else, so please don't come for me. But the thing that you desire to see or to feel from other Bahamian women, I suggest we start doing. We always talk about, you know, how, you know, Bahamian women, we pull each other down and et cetera, you know, all the nasty stuff. But let's start to be that so that when we talk about each other, we can have a longer list of great qualities compared to, as opposed to trying to fish around and find other things. So when you see that Bahamian woman looking good, don't look her from head to toe. Or if you could decide to look at her head to toe, listen, hon, you look good. If you see another Bahamian woman, and Marisha did it off air, if you see another Bahamian woman accomplish something, you compliment them. Listen, yes. Congratulations. I see what God is doing or in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage and be that. I honestly, as much as my face scarcity like to be do, you see it right? That's something. I mean, I stand to be corrected. One thing, you could call my face anything, but one thing you won't call me is a hater. Listen, you look good, you sound good, you're doing well. I am grateful to see what God is doing in your life. And not only that, the sooner we celebrate others as Bahamian, and I keep saying Bahamian women, the sooner we celebrate each other, that same energy will be returned back to you, man.
Yes.
What you sow, you reap. Yep. If you talk and gossip, and when your fellow whatever walks in a room, you doing your mode,
yes,
and you doing your eye and have a conversation to have after, listen, the same thing is going to happen to you. So let's sow good seeds. Good seeds. One plant, one water. The Lord brings the increase.
Yeah.
Listen. That's my encouragement because that's what I would like to see in more Bahamian women.
I love it.
And that's it. Have a great day.
I love it. I have one more little petty point.
It's a petty point for me.
It's a petty point.
Yes, and don't just do it with expectations. Just be decent. If they don't ever give you a compliment back, listen, the water under the bridge, come on. If you look good, you look good. If you sound good, you sound good. If you accomplish a lot, then good for you. You don't have to be a hater. Like
I love it.
You know how much energy it takes to hate? You serious? You real with life?
I love it.
What? I just saying I love it.
No, but
I
serious.
Yeah.
I being serious.
I this whole show? We ain't real. Anyway. But on a serious note, that is what I desire to see. So that's what I try. That's what I try to be as much as I can. And listen. When you walk into a room and you know that you, right, that's right. That's why the wrinkle now. When your face grew up, that knot, it leaves a line here. Stop. What can I do? Lord Jesus.
She asked what I eaten.
Right? All of that brings stress and it brings age to your face. let's encourage one another. Listen, the happier you are, the better you look, the better you feel, the lighter things are around you. That's all I have to say.
Hi, Pastor James. God right low. Watching from Nassau, Bahamas. Thank you so much for tuning in,
Hello,
sir.
Good day, Pastor.
Good day, Pastor. I just have this one little thing.
This
is my petty point.
Okay.
Bahamian women, I have a list of things that we need to stop using to greet one another. Number one, why you put on all this weight is not a greeting. Number two, if I'm married, you are not that man of yours, ain't had no baby yet. That's not a greeting. It's not a greeting. Number three, where you buy your hair from? No. Hi, how are you? Your hair looks nice. Can I ask you a question, please, if you don't mind? Can you please tell me who's your hair vendor? Not asking me that first. Don't ask me if it's my hair either before you ask me how I'm doing. Don't do that. Don't ask me what brand my lipstick is before you say hi to me. Don't ask me why I'm still single before you ask me how my mommy doing. Okay? And if you saw I was married and I'm married no more and you won't see me with my husband, don't greet me with that either. Don't greet me with, well, what happened? You ain't married no more? None of your business. That's none of your business.
None.
Stop greeting one another, Bahamian women, with criticisms that pull out people's vulnerabilities and their weaknesses. We have to stop doing that. It's not cute. I don't care if that's what Grammy doing. I don't care if that's what great Grammy used to do. We are not our grandparents. We are not our great grandparents. And we are also not our mothers. Say something nice. It's so good to see you. I ain't see you in a long time. Hi, how are you? It's a beautiful day. If you can't find something, it's nothing nice to say about the person. It's a beautiful day. It's a sunny day. Boy, it rained today, eh? Something up, like, that does not have to do with criticism or with digging into information that's not your business. Well, I see you had that job, but you weren't working there no more. What happened? They fire you, eh? None of your business that I don't have that job anymore. That's not your business. That's not your business. That is not a way to walk into a conversation. Please. Please. Please stop doing that. Stop doing that. Why are you so dressed up? You are looking for money. No, that is not a greeting. That's not, Bahamian women, let's stop doing that. That is not a greeting. That is not a greeting. Okay? Hi, how you doing? That's a greeting. That's just my one little piece right there.
I have one defense for one of them, you see. I feel like maybe not as detailed as the hello, how you doing? But I feel like if I walk in a room and something catches my eye, let's say, okay, ooh, that blonde on your hair, crazy. Oh, my God. What color it is?
That's fine.
But not just what it is. I think it's a way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to go on, hi, how you doing? I hope you're having a great day. Would you mind telling me?
But you could tell, though. You could tell when the person.
Based on the tone.
Yes, you could tell when the person, like. When they're approaching you, if they really, really mean, like, you understand? Like, if Joynay see me somewhere, right? Which this has happened before. Where I walk into a room and she say, yes, dress.
We ain't talk.
We ain't had no greeting, nothing. But she saw me walk in the door and she say, yes, dress.
Suddenly my neck just start twitching.
Right. Yes, dress.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can't hear you over the dress. Can it, like,
what?
Any woman who that happens to, you would feel like, oh my gosh, like, you would feel amazing. But when as opposed to, you got a dress from Shein,
That's not your business.
I have the same one in my car.
Stop that. In Jesus' name. That's not the same thing. That's not a compliment. I'm sick of it. Sick of it.
Say what?
Sick of it.
Don't worry about it.
No, that's actually something that someone said.
Yeah. That has happened all the time. When I first started.
Same chain you ordering from, no.
When I first started doing styling and stuff like that, and when I first started like putting myself out there as a stylist, people would walk up to me all the time. Doc, I'm from Catwalk 8. Stop that. Stop that. Why? Just say you like it, or if you don't like it, keep it moving.
I want to say something so bad, but on my back telling me shut up.
Just say that.
Okay.
And Shein dresses be killing it though. I see some Shein dress recently.
Gown.
I was questioning what I spend on my dress. Mad.
Okay.
You ever see someone throw a sequin dress down in the corner and like just ain't look at it because now I'm mad? Because like, why you look like that and that look like that and I spend so much money on you? I feel like I was hurt.
Get it off your chest.
I want my money.
Right. Get it off your chest.
Because there ain't no way. So y'all don't be dissing Shein.
Okay. But it ain't even about the dress. Like, so what if I get it from Shein? Leave me in my Shein dress alone.
I just feel like they wanted to have a conversation like a friend and didn't know how to really.
Some people don't know.
And think about it. In their head, y'all friends. So you don't have to. Friends don't really start off talking with a greeting all the time. So it's like a.
That's a problem though.
So if they feel like we like that.
That's a problem though.
True story. Here's a true story. A recent, last month or so.
Right.
I had on a nice little pixie wig, right?
Yeah.
That's tight, boy. That was hurting my head, but nonetheless, right?
It's cute.
This is the BGMAs.
Uh-huh.
And a beautiful young lady did my makeup. It was nice. And I get home from a great night.
Oh, I remember this.
And someone sends me a message when I posted the picture of my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the magician? That's what that person sent to me in my Facebook inbox. Who's the magician?
It's a friend who said this to you? Or do you
this is a family member. Right? And... notwithstanding, it don't matter to me. This is not someone that says congratulations or anything.
Right.
Or how but you doing or checking
know,
on you.
Know
nothing.
What to say, man.
So you come in my inbox. Who's the magician? And I say to them, excuse me?
You were supposed to say a behemoth thing.
No, I say, excuse me? And watch this. This another
a
thing.
Song.
This ain't a behemoth thing. This is another thing people in general need to stop doing. Because you came guns blazing to cut me down as if to make me look any kind of good, a magician got to do my face. I said, excuse me? And you start running on with whatever. And so I just stopped responding to you. Because if I had, then it wouldn't have been Minister Cara no more. I'd had to go in sackcloth and ashes and bush. Okay?
Bush.
Now, after I stopped responding, you then send another message hours later. Making yourself the victim. Oh, I just was saying it was nice, and you don't need to do that. No worries. I'll just find someone else to do my makeup. You never once said, who did your makeup? I'm looking for a makeup artist. You come, who's the magician? Y'all, stop that. Stop that. Eh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I hope you're watching.
And Dandra says, "Bae, it makes me sick. Suck my teeth. Just, ugh. We can truly be terrible to one another, sinking people into depression." Crystal says, "Right. And stop assuming women with a stomach are pregnant." Mom. Someone did that to a friend of mine the other day who isn't pregnant. It's insensitive. Netheria says, "We do need a little bit more polishing and etiquette."
Crystal said they're too nosy. Etheria says, we really have to work on those things. Listen, we really do, Etheria. Chania says, Crystal Forbes. Yes, because your belly bigger than mine and slick talking to me.
Right. You're in a
bad
position first.
You're back in front.
Ah, Jesus.
You out of order.
Kara, say you're back in front.
You out of order, Kara. Sorry. You shouldn't have said that.
Kara, say you're back in front.
Bob says, Joynay, I agree with you, but one day I gave a lady a compliment. Miss, you are beautiful. The lady said, miss, if you don't get your... from around me. She said, this probably because my head bald.
Sorry, Mom, I missed a part of my complimenting. You have the dessert. You have the first dessert. Are you giving these compliments?
Don't gas your pearl before swine, buddy.
Mom, just discern them a little bit, Mom. Sorry.
Don't gas your pearl before swine.
I need that bottle.
Jesus.
People really speak doing for more, boy.
Lord God. But that's because...
that's the life we live in, though. Nothing is pure anymore.
But then, you know, to the pure, things are pure. To the wicked, all things are wicked. But also, if you've never been complimented, you don't even know how to receive good news.
Oh, not only that, if only those kind of people do that to you, then...
yeah. And Andrew say, oh, don't speak at all. Just put the shut to the up.
Shutting up always me done.
Crystal say, or if your skin breaking out, they have to shout, what happened to your face? Try, go. No. Carl, were you good?
No, I'm sorry.
Telsey say, none, y'all. None of your business. Carl... Kara, if them glasses lens was dark, I was a screenshot and make that a sticker. Crystal says, next person question you, you got to say, I just don't see how the answer would be beneficial to you.
That's a kind answer.
Yeah. Nice and soft.
I like that. I like that. Mm. I like that, Crystal. She says, I see this dress on Shein for $3. Nobody asked you that. But I know it ain't my dress because the tigs in my size don't never be $3. I just saying.
First of all, it's 12.
Okay. 12 to 18 to 30. Yeah. Let's be real. Oh my gosh. Crystal, definitely I'm going to use this. And I agree. I like that. Kara, what telling you shut up on?
My back.
Oh, Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. No one, we ain't like that greed. Greed me first. And Dandra said, there I hate a car, Crystal says. And Dandra says, I was pushed so far with greetings like this that I started to get real rude. Why are you putting on so much weight? Me. When you find out who your baby is for, then I'll tell you why. But I had to ask for deliverance. We are sometimes so inconsiderate and have no emotional intelligence. Thank God for growth because people do the most and think it's cute.
I feel like they just feel like they could get away with it. That's really it. No one addresses it properly.
That's
so they
are... but the human thing. That's just a... yeah,
that's just a way. That's
no,
just a way.
Because you are letting it get away with it.
Oh, you run okay? On. You run out of eight.
Kill it dead. Kill it dead. No. You know why? Because these comments, they don't have no age preference. They're doing it not just to adults, but also to children.
Yes. Yeah. You're right.
You got to kill that dead.
You're right.
So growing up, this another thing. Mm-hmm. Growing up, there's a lot, no matter what was said or done to you, because someone was an adult.
They were allowed to say.
They were allowed to
say
just
or
treat
do
you
whatever.
Any kind of way.
Yeah, you're right.
No, sir.
Oh, you know what I hate? When people use children to speak to the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your mommy ain't see your shirt was an I and A. Oh, your daddy ain't see. Mm-hmm. Or like I don't like that.
Your daddy let you come a dollars and you not the money to eat.
Dad.
Who buy your clothes? Who dress you for church? Why you look so? I'll never forget that.
Rachel, we almost 6 o'clock.
We gotta go. Yeah, we gotta go. That's why. I came in on the heavy rebuke session. Come first, Mom. People don't expect you to call them out, Kara. No. It's Kara face for me.
And then the minute you do, you are the bad one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or you emotional.
I just wanted someone.
Apparently
to
we
treat
much, not too much. We treat much. Kill it, Janice. Say Kara run hot. But that's just how I run hot Sunday. Cause hun doll, just cause you rude and I'm a lady, you think you could play in my face in church?
Deliver us from evil.
But I love us all. Amen.
Ah, yes, God. The slap up is real. They be looking for me to run on. Wow.
Salisa, you on it.
It's the plus size saying, i.e. Lisa, you getting fatty. Yeah, because you losing weight. Why you so skinny? Let's do better. I know we was on a good note, but I couldn't let this conversation happen without addressing that because I discovered that was a very Bahamian thing. I thought that was common to all humans until I lived in another country and realized that humans in other countries don't greet one another that way.
Wow.
There was never a time living in Canada that somebody said to me something else before they said hi. And most times, that greeting was accompanied by a compliment. And not just from the white people. My African Canadians and my Jamaican Canadian friends and my Trinidadian Canadian friends were very nice people. So.
We have some very nice Bahamian people.
We do.
Some very warm and hospitable people, I must say. And worldwide, we're known for
being very nice.
Yeah.
Let's try to keep that way. Let's try to keep it that way.
Let's back it up.
Thank you, Andandra. It's not a human thing. It's a Bahamian thing, and we got to fix it. So, back to the question that I asked of you when we initially were ending the show, I said, what would we say to our Bahamian sisters to encourage them to, you know, as Bahamian women, all of the wonderful things that were said, we appreciate them. I'm going to read those two comments again that were really good. And to ensure that, like, we, you know, we hear these things over and over and over again. We need to hear this. This in particular from Crystal's friend. So Crystal's friend says, to our Bahamian queens, you are uniquely made more than any other nationality. From the crown that is your beautiful black, brown, or gray hair, or blonde, to the way you carry yourself, to the way you speak, you are a beautiful gem. What you have cannot be found in any other nationality. Don't settle for anything that isn't great. You deserve love, and you deserve to be loved. You are valuable. For this reason, you are highly sought after. So carry yourself like you are the prize, because you are. Your parents' belief is not the gospel, outside of the gospel, of course. The only way to succeed is to fail. When you fail, you now know what not to do anymore. Try new things. Take risks. Forget people's opinions and be your best self. Pay it forward. What do you really have to lose other than a mediocre life? Most of all, keep God first, front and center. And then I love what your mom said, Kara. Mm-hmm. Don't lose your identity. Yeah. Don't lose your identity, Bahamian woman, because you feel like you need to fit in someplace else. Don't lose your accent. Don't lose your attitude. Don't lose your culture because you feel like you have to conform to another culture. Be you. God knew what he was doing when he decided that you would be born in the Bahamas, or you would be born to Bahamian parents, or you would have Bahamian ethnicity or Bahamian blood running through your veins. So don't slap God in the face by trying to change that. Be who God has created you to be. And ensure that, you know, you help and you encourage your sisters, whether they are Bahamian or not, to be 100% themselves. Do that. Get you some good girlfriends. Get you some good girlfriends. Girlfriends who will accept you for whatever ethnicity you are, for whatever skin color you are, whatever size, shape, or color you are, whatever your belief is, actually. Get you some girlfriends who are okay with who you are, where you are right now, but also who are not afraid to challenge you to be better and to change when they see that the better and the change is necessary for your forward movement.
And don't forget to be that girlfriend. Marie, you don't have to look at me like...
No, I got a choke. Sorry.
Okay. Don't forget to be that girlfriend. It's one thing to look for something in someone else, and it's sort of the comment that I made earlier, mm-hmm. but let's be that.
Yes.
When you be that, you attract that same energy.
Yes.
When you are that kind of girlfriend, it'll be easy to find girlfriends that are like you.
Yes.
It'll be easy to find your tribe, persons that are like you, of like mind, of like spirit, who can encourage you even when you are weak. Have a great day.
And wear the swimsuit.
Without the cover up.
Without the cover up.
I love it.
All right. So, you ready?
Yeah.
I know they're ready. I know y'all. Let me look y'all in your eye. I know y'all ready.
Okay, I can do the eyes.
For me.
Okay.
Look in the camera, Marisha. We know y'all ready for us to read off these topics for the next 3 weeks. But you're too nosy.
What? You're too nosy.
Yes. But we here.
That's too stupid for news.
But we here at Girl Talk 242 want you to think innovative, think trailblazing, think different, think informative, ooh, think exciting. Ooh. But most of all, think big, because we're bringing you the same girlfriends next week, woo! The same good vibes next week, but just from a different angle. Oh, y'all do not want to miss it. It's a surprise. Y'all know, ego.
Surprise.
I'm not reading any topics for next week. Y'all got to show up.
Just
and
be
show out. And invite your mommy, invite your grammy, invite your daughter, your co-workers,
your cousin,
auntie, yeah. Uncle. Invite your foe and all.
Find your tribe.
Because we all about finding your tribe.
Find your tribe.
Let's go.
Y'all, the song almost finished.
Why are you so stressed? It's not that serious. Find your tribe. It's gonna be all right. Every Monday, unless we say otherwise.
Every Monday, unless we say.
Yes.
Monday, 4 o'clock on the dot.
We don't know where in the world Marisha may be.
Yeah, or Kara.
Or Joy. I demand girlfriends here. Glory be to God. He's faithful.
We love y'all. It's been amazing.
That was
amazing
said in
show.
All humility. Now you stop it. Right.
Yeah, no. No, I mean it. No, for real.
But I want to do that one more time.
Okay.
What's this?
Think innovative. Mm-hmm. Think trailblazing. Mm-hmm. Think different. Think informative. Think exciting. But most of all, think big.
Thanks.
Next week, we're bringing you the same girlfriends, woo, with the same good vibes, just from a different angle. We'll see you next week, Monday, live at 4 p.m. Girl Talk 242. Follow us. Find a tribe.